When you hear this incident in Acts, you know, it almost breaks your heart, doesn't it? I mean, Paul heals this fella, and they think it's a god. Who are the gods for those people? Strange forces that kind of move the stars and so forth. And you have to keep them happy. Because if they get mad, you've had it. And that's why all the sacrifices and all the rest. I never was so struck, but when I heard it being read right now, I thought, to be saved from that. You know, like the Jews were. And know there's one true God. Who to talk to. Who to go to. Who to cry out to. You know? And so when they heal this guy, they thought, man, those are the gods. You see? Zeus, the big shot. Hermes, the speaker. Here they are. I never felt that way before. I just felt, oh, what poverty. And nowadays, they invoke the stock market. I mean, the higher power is money, power, that kind of stuff. We should pray for them. Okay. We have a key text. Well, we have a key text every day. But we have a really key text today, I think. It says, whoever has my commandments and loves them, and observes them, is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him, and I will show myself to him. That's a solemn promise. I heard that one day. I think I've explained this to you before. The Lord challenged me about the weakness of my faith. I was on retreat up in the mountains, the Abruzzi Mountains. Beautiful little convent. And I was reading. I wasn't reading this. I was reading in John 3. You know, those who love darkness, you know, those who love evil like darkness, you know. And I was talking to the Lord, what about me? Where am I? You know. And this came to me. So I looked it up, 14:21. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. What a privilege. Do you love Jesus? Then you know you're loved by the Father. And I will love him and reveal myself to him. You see? Whoever has my commandments and keeps them. That doesn't apply just to the big ones. It applies to the daily ones. If you want to come to that place of revelation, I will love him and reveal myself to him. That's the place of revelation. And the Lord wants to bring us to that place. So how does he do it? He gives us these nudges all day long. Forgive that person. Stop and pray now. Don't do that. That's wrong. Whatever, right? Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, I can guide. You see? My Father will love him. Can you imagine? Guaranteed. Well, we don't do a great job. It's okay. We're trying. My Father will love him. You see? And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. You want to get to know Jesus? Just listen in your heart all day to what he tells you to do and do it. And in a short time, he will reveal himself to you. It's a promise. It's a promise. You see? And you see how it's surrounded with, see, whoever has my commandments, my entuli, and observes them is the one who loves me. So we try. You know, nobody's doing perfectly. But we try to keep his commandments. Not just the big ones, don't kill, don't commit adultery and all that stuff, but the little ones. Forgive. Stop now and pray. You know, what you're doing now is wrong. Turn that TV off. Tiny little ones all day. And this is an encouragement. He says, I guarantee you that if you'll try, then I will love you and I will reveal myself to you. All those commandments all day long, they are my way of getting you out of darkness into light to bring you to the place of revelation where you will know me. Know me, really know me. That's the solemn promise. And it's so beautiful, isn't it? Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, see? And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. It's a promise. So, we can stop there, I think. If you could just remember that all day and practice. There are tiny occasions all day long when the Holy Spirit moves us, right? They can be tiny. You don't need another piece of pie. Offer it up. It's not going to revolutionize the world, is it? But it shows you, you see, shows him that we love him. You see? That's what's important. And then in that, somebody's got a cell phone going. And that interaction is the place of revelation. That's the place. Okay.